reality in a bottle. Introducing Lifeway Shot Health Drink. Ginger for digestion. Beetroot for stamina. Aloe vera for skin. Tamarind for metabolism. Baobab for immune support. Lifeway Shot. Embrace wellness naturally.
This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We'll take a look at stories making headlines. President Dijilema urges Zambians to embrace reforms for economic development. Smallholder Farmers Body calls for private sector-led agriculture exports. And Germany accuses Russia of 2024 cyber attack and disinformation.
The voice of development.
Other details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. We're streaming this news live on our Facebook page, which is Millennium Radio 90.5 FM. President Agayinde Ijilema says that there is need for Zambians to embrace reforms in various sectors of economic development. Speaking during the fourth public-private dialogue forum meeting, President Dijilema stated that it is necessary for stakeholders to work together to ensure that meaningful changes are made in various sectors of development of the country. And President Dijilema is happy with the progress that has been made in terms of reforms since the PPD forum was initiated. He says that a number of sectors have benefited from the forum. President Dijilema has since gazetted a private day as an official public day.
For showing the reforms that came through PPDF discussed and put on the table in government, and through these platforms there were changes to some tax elements, yes, to avoid double taxation, but also as shareholders between these businesses and government, ZSMIH is there, we reformed from a simple dividend to a loyalty model dividend and delivers more cash into the treasury.
Meanwhile, Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa stated that about 120 reforms have been undertaken in various sectors since the formation of the PPD. He is confident that more changes will be made moving forward.
To provide an opportunity to the private sector to set reform priorities that would support innovations and solutions for job creation in line with this year's theme. I am therefore pleased to report that through the technical working groups constituted by my office, a total of 120 reform interventions have been agreed to by government, with 60% of these having been fully implemented or under implementation. Mr. President, I would want to assure the private sector and business community that you have created an open and enabling environment where structured reform proposals can be submitted to improve the business environment.
And the Media Owners Association of Zambia President Costa Mwansa has urged government to recognize the media as an economic sector. Speaking during the fourth public-private sector dialogue forum meeting, Mr. Mwansa says that the media plays a major role in economic development by supporting jobs, tourism, manufacturing and exports, therefore should be recognized as an economic sector. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwansa has urged government to consider giving tax breaks to media institutions with the ongoing power crisis. He has mentioned that the media needs the support to remain sustainable during this difficult time.
A decrease in the number of viewers and listeners, which also poses a threat to our advertising revenue. We continue to appeal, and through the PPDF, that we will lobby for interventions to bring onto the table players such as the Zambia Revenue Authority, and I'm happy to see that the Director General is here. We still continue to lobby that the media is a critical sector, just like others who have been identified within manufacturing and mining. And so a few tax breaks, especially on penalties, we have always proposed that the media is ready to offer services in return of these penalties.
Advocate for Democratic Governance Foundation, ADEG, has called on government to urgently expedite the enactment of the legislation on political party and campaign financing, saying it is critical to strengthening Zambia's democracy. ADEG Executive Director Gideon Musonda, speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, said that the absence of clear regulations leaves a room for corruption and weakens transparency in the electoral process. He noted that without such legislation, all the individuals and the corporations can exert undue influence on politics, compromising the fairness and integrity of elections. Mr. Musonda emphasized that progress on the long-delayed law must be accelerated, stressing that effective regulation of political financing will help protect the democratic institutions and promote accountability in governance.
We advocate for that view, you know, to be presented to Parliament. You know that the process of the political party bill has stalled. Yeah, so we know that it contains, stakeholder submissions that are progressive, such that political parties will be able, you know, to disclose their source of funding and also remain accountable, you know, in terms of, where they get the money, but also, how, money is spent. Yeah. It's a good law. Unfortunately, it has stalled. I think the state seems not to have interest to push it, forward so that it can be enacted into law.
The National Association of Smallholder Farmers in Zambia has urged the government to allow the private sector to take a leading role in agricultural exports, saying this approach could generate foreign exchange more effectively than the current government-led model. NASHA Executive Director Dr. Frankel expressed concern over public resistance whenever the government attempts to export crops such as millet, noting that exports should be acceptable when there is sufficient supply to meet domestic needs. Dr. Kayula emphasized that Zambia cannot continue growing maize solely on local consumption and must focus on producing for domestic use and trade in order to maximize economic benefits for farmers and the country. Political analyst Dr. Alex Ngoma has cautioned that foreign direct investment FDI alone will not drive Zambia's development, arguing that greater focus should be placed on investing in the country's own citizens. Dr. Ngoma stressed that government must channel resources towards empowering indigenous Zambians, noting that countries like Norway and China achieved the development by investing in their own people and nurturing local ideas. He added that prioritizing human capital development rather than getting embroiled in political disputes is crucial for sustainable economic growth. Dr. Ngoma also observed that Zambia's current economic challenges reflect the consequences of political mismanagement, emphasizing the need for long-term strategies that strengthen local capacity and innovation.
I think we need to look at the kind of economic models that we have been putting in place. Models of always looking to the outside world to come into our country and invest so that there is this so-called trickle-down effect. Other countries actually invest in their own people, stimulating their environment for the local people, because once you've got the citizens investing in the economy, all the money that they make will remain in the country, as opposed to relying on foreigners and foreign direct investment. That is what I can say about this.
And now, business news. Business news.
In our business news this evening, energy expert engineer Boniface Sulu has emphasized the urgent need for increased investment in Zambia's energy sector, citing a current deficit of 1,000 to 2,000 megawatts. Speaking to Millennium Radio News, Mr. Sulu welcomed the government's recent memorandum of understanding with